It's the California Update from KRCB Radio. I'm Mark Prell. California voters say they're keeping up with the news about the state's ambitious high-speed rail project, and they don't like what they're hearing. Ben Edler has more on the latest field poll.
When voters passed a $9 billion high-speed rail bond in 2008, they were told the price tag would be about $40 billion. But a new business plan released last month puts that cost at nearly $100 billion. Against that backdrop, the field poll finds that 65% of Californians want a revote on that high-speed rail bond. And if such a vote were held, 60% would reject it. Republican Senator Doug LaMalfa says he'll introduce a bill to allow that revote as soon as lawmakers return in January.
I hope my Democrat colleagues can look at those numbers and decide that, well, they may still support it personally, but that they also agree with my position that the voters should have a chance to revote on it as well.
High-speed rail supporters argue the cost of building more freeway lanes and airport runways instead would be far worse. The poll also reports that 3 out of 4 Californians are aware of the project. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
California Governor Jerry Brown is taking his pursuit of new tax revenues straight to voters. On Monday, he filed an initiative with the Attorney General's office. If it qualifies, the measure would go on the November 2012 ballot. In an open letter, Brown asks voters to raise the sales tax by 0.5% and increase the income tax on families making more than $500,000 a year. Republican strategist Rob Stutzman says the taxes Brown is including in his initiative may be the best ones from a political perspective.
If you're going to get a tax increase passed, they probably are proposing the most viable taxes to be increased.
But Stutzman says polls show voters want any tax increase to be paired with reforms like a spending cap or changes to the state's underfunded pension system. Early lawmaker reactions are breaking down along party lines, with Democrats in support and Republicans opposed. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.